This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On today's edition of Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, we talk with Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles about how Kentucky farmers are pressing on with their crops this year in spite of rising input cost.
If it's not the weather, it's the input cost. And look, production decisions have more or less been made for 2022. A lot of our farmers have taken it on the chin and decided to go ahead and buy. There are some exceptions to that. My big concern is 2023 with the conflict in Ukraine and the fact that you just can't snap your fingers and increase fertilizer production. My issue and concern is not just the price of fertilizers going into the spring of 23, but the availability. Is it going to arrive here on time? One notable exception to this is that a lot of folks on this end of the state here in central Kentucky, we're a big beef cattle area. Some people like to throw down some fertilizer on their pasture. They're not doing it this year. In fact, there's an 80% decline, according to one of our inputs, wow, the amount of fertilizer going down the pasture. So they can wait a year or two on what's going on. But we still think that there's a window of profitability for our row crop farmers in 2022, given the prices. But there's a lot of instability out there. And I just hope that as a nation, we can have a greater mm-hmm. supply of domestic fertilizer here in the United sure. States.
You know, the supply chain even goes down. We're looking here on your desk at Alice Chalmers Tractors, but our tractors and equipment like that, getting the supplies and parts we need for them, that's a real challenge this year too.
That's right. When a farmer has a worn-out bearing or a part that they need replaced today and it's stuck on a barge or shipping container on the port of L.A., that doesn't do them any good. The part may be in transit, but unless it's on the piece of equipment, it's useless. And that's the scary part about it, is that when you're spending a $500,000 or sometimes $1 million on a single piece of equipment and it's shut down because of a $50 part that's not available, that really opens your eyes to how interconnected the economy is, but also how short of change we are right. when it comes to spare parts. And you got to stop and think about the reaction of this. Used farm equipment, in some cases, is being resold at a higher price than what the original asking price was. We're seeing that in our used car industry as well. And so that's something that's of concern right now. But I've talked to farmers here in Kentucky that are buying up spare tractors. Spare parts, but spare tractors.
Yeah, just for parts. Yeah.
Well, just to have one ready to go in case the primary one goes out.
Our guest today, Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles. I'm Alan Watt, Traveling the Bluegrass.